This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Program. I don't know how many other shows are today. Maybe some of them are. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
You can, of course, bring up anything you want. We'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username coming up here tonight. Of course, it being Black Friday, it's inevitable that there's going to be some crazy videos. And honestly, I have not taken the time to watch as many of them as I would have liked to today. Daryl, did you see any of the crazy videos? I've really only seen one, and I know there's supposed to be like a knockdown, drag-out brawl video, but
I saw about 15 seconds of a video that you were watching just before we came on. I actually was being productive today went to the gym and then ate crab legs and then came here.
Yeah, so what's the worst of the worst? If you want to call in and share it with us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's almost become not quite like professional wrestling. I mean, that's choreographed. That's it's plotted out. There's a writing that goes into that and acting. This is like a real spectacle.
And athleticism.
Yeah, this is a real spectacle, a real S show, if you will.
This is sort of like the old what I would imagine the gladiator fights to be, if the gladiators did not train to actually wind up being good at gladiator combat, and there was crappy merchandise thrown into the mix.
Wait, now you're talking about like gladiators from Rome, not American Gladiators, the classic television show.
Right.
Gotcha. Whatever happened to American Gladiators? Did they ever bring that back?
I think they tried to, and then it only lasted for a couple of years.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE.
I had such a crush on ice.
855-450-3733. So I'm watching a compilation of some of these videos right now. There was like a group of teenagers in a fight in a mall, a couple of dudes in a like knockdown, drag-out fist fight in a large crowd of people. And then there's one video where a lady actually steals something out of a little kid's hands. And that's the one that I've definitely been watching here, which is super ridiculous. There's not much to the actual audio, but at one point, the lady who is actually doing the stealing, the woman who snatches a package out of this kid, little kid's hands, could have been older than 6 or 7.
What was the package?
I'm not real clear on. Okay, vegetable steamers. That's what they are.
What the hell does a little kid need vegetable steamers for?
I don't know. He was with his mom or she. You can't really even tell in the video. It's just, you know, this little kid has this yellow box taken out of his or her hands by this lady. And the whole video, it's very, very short. It's about 20 seconds long. I'll just go ahead and play it here because I don't think there's any profanity in it. So what you've got here, it appears to be, I'm not even sure what the store is. It doesn't look like it's a Walmart. Customers rushing in a crowd. It's still dark outside, so this must be, you know, 6 a.m. or something like that.
Or it could have been late last night, because some of the stores started their Black Friday at 6 o'clock last night.
Yeah, that's true. That kind of started up last year.
Overnight. Yeah, the whole thing is kind of ridiculous. And I saw something online earlier where one of my Facebook friends was posting about he's equally annoyed at all of the posts about Black Friday, you know, go buy this, go buy that, and the people saying, you should not buy anything today, take part in Don't Buy Friday, because apparently there's the anti-consumer.
Oh, yeah.
Don't buy anything. Well, you know what?
Because that'll
do
something.
That, like, I had to go buy some food earlier today, and there were a couple of things that I needed that I waited until today to buy, because then I wound up getting extra discounts.
See,
buying
you're just
it
part
online.
Of the problem, Daryl. You're just part of the problem.
Right. Had I only paid 15% more and bought it 2 days ago,
then you would have showed those corporate masters.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, I'm being facetious. The whole thing of this buy nothing day, whether it's today or there have been some in the past where others
don't buy gas on
right,
the
gas
first
thing.
Tuesday of every month. Okay, so I'll just buy it on
Wednesday.
Monday
or Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, the idea that that's going to have any kind of impact that the gas companies are going to feel or notice or care about, or that Walmart or Target or any of these other mega corporations selling you things, sometimes at cost or lower on these days, as they call them, loss leaders to get people in the front door. So, you know, as though they're going to have any effect on this. Now, something that is, I think, an interesting counter or alternative is the whole buy local, the plaid, what do they call it,
Plaid Friday.
It's the same day, I think. Friday is the same day as Black Friday, and the idea is that you're supposed to wear plaid and then go shopping at local businesses. Am I right about that?
I don't know if you necessarily are encouraged to wear plaid, but yeah, the idea is that you buy from locally owned businesses and buy locally produced products. Because then, you know, that'll show Walmart.
I don't think that shows Walmart either, but I think that at the very least, it can redirect some purchasing towards the local business.
Certainly.
Which, you know, there's ups and downs on that. Sometimes you're going to pay more at a local business, especially if you're buying the same product as compared to Amazon or
right.
or Walmart might be selling it. But at the same time, usually service is better. I mean, I remember one time when I first moved to Keene, it's a very bikeable and walkable city, so I went out and bought a bike, and I made the mistake of getting it from Walmart, and it was not put together correctly, and the next bike wasn't either, and so I, you know, returned it and went to the local bike store where it was put together correctly the first time, and the service was great, and I've taken it back there every single time, and I've been super happy with it.
And then there's also the new alternative to Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday being the Monday after Black Friday,
which was originally created as an alternative to Black Friday.
Yes.
Like, okay, you've done your shopping here. Now we've got all these sales online. But then the online places went to Black Friday as well. So now there's Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yes.
And now you're saying there's an alternative to Cyber Monday?
Yes. It's called Cider Monday. And apparently it's some sort of promotion among locally owned bookstores.
Tell me about that.
Well, I don't know a lot other than what I just told you.
Okay.
Is that there's a thing called Cider Monday.
Cider. Like apple cider.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, like, I think one of the concepts behind it is the bookstores will, you know, like, provide you beverages. So you go in and get a beverage and browse around and buy books. I think of the thing.
Bookstores, man, there aren't very many of them left.
There's actually a new one here in Keene, which is kind of
Have you been inside?
I have not.
It's actually, I have not been in either. You're talking about the one that sells multiple types of media, right? So they've got, like, video games, DVDs, and presumably books, that place?
Yeah, the one that just took over where some video store
right.
used to be.
Yeah, I have to say I'm fascinated by the fact that that someone would actually invest in a physical media store at this point in history.
Well, what I find so odd about it is that it's, what, half a mile from another bookstore?
Yeah, you're talking about one of the local shops?
Yeah.
So that local shop is a sort of a regional chain.
Regional chain. I think there's like five locations all in New Hampshire and Vermont.
I get the feeling that this place is not a majority books. Like I said, I have not been into this new place yet. I suspect, you know, I've seen the picture of their front door, and the word video games is pretty heavy on the front door. So I think it's like an all media kind of place.
Yeah, I've not even been in that shopping center in probably the last month.
Well, this is probably the last weekend in the world we'd want to go and check it out, but at some point we probably should see what it's like. But I think it's fascinating that somebody would actually invest money into opening up a physical media store. I mean, here, when I first moved to Keene, there was a place called FYE, which is like an audio store, like an audio CD.
Yeah, that used to be a pretty big chain at one time.
I think it was FYE. Anyway, it was like just they sold CDs or whatever, and they went out of business. So it's tough to make that.
And then there were was also Borders that went out a bit. Yep. That entire chain went out.
Our toll-free number here tonight, if you've been out and about doing Black Friday and you want to tell a story or you got some video you can point us to, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. Free Talk Live. Join us.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, Black Friday edition of the program, and of course, you can join us here. There's a decent little rundown over at Infowars.com of some of the the awful Black Friday videos, was looking for some level of collection of them, and they've got a few of them. Here's some of the sounds from a vicious, what appears to be a cat fight, some stomping going on there, and a large crowd of people in a mall. Not sure where this one is, but that's what it sounded like in some places in across the United States today.
And just remember, this is the day after people gave thanks for everything they have.
And I feel kind of bad for laughing at it, but it's just become such a spectacle. And it's also like, it's a fascinating spectacle, like a train wreck. It's a horrible, horrible thing that, you know, anybody would actually be in a train wreck and possibly die in a train wreck. But
yes,
you can't turn your eyes away from it. If you want to share your thoughts of your experiences, especially if you've been out and about today, maybe you work in retail. Maybe, you know, you were on the sales floor and you witnessed some of the insanity, or perhaps you were behind the customer side of the counter and you were there today. You want to share that with us. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Now, I know Conan, our Tuesday night co-host,
yeah,
used to work at Walmart.
He did overnights.
He's right, but he would have to work the Black Fridays because they would open up late on Wednesday or really early on, or
late on Thursday
right, or early on Friday. But in either case, it would be during his shift. And he said he never saw anything like this, that it was always orderly, to where they would have a worker stand around, you know, like there's five televisions and the first people, blah, 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 you know, get it for $2 or whatever sort of ridiculous thing. But they would always have a worker there,
yeah,
handing to whomever walked up. Or I think he had said one time they had video games that were on special and they had them in some sort of little carousel sort of thing. And somebody would come in and they would not let anybody in until after somebody walked out because they were keeping the number at, you know, like 10 or whatever. So they were making sure that there was none of this weird bum fight sort of stuff. And I use the term bum fight because the one guy's yelling World Star. And World Star, if you've never gone to the website, they post bum fight video, like that's what they are, where they'll just go find a couple of homeless guys or a couple of bums.
You think
or
they're,
hobos.
They're setting up videos for
and
fights?
They'll like convince these people to fight each other, and then they film it and somebody puts it up on there, and that's how Kimbo Slice became famous and then became a mixed martial arts fighter, was because he was doing bum fights.
Wait, was he on Bum Fights or World Star? Because Bum Fights was way back. That Bum Fights happened back like a decade ago, because we were talking about that on Free Talk Live, I think, when we were in Florida.
Yeah, well, they're pretty much the same site. Like, there's different names, but there's the same content.
Bum Fights was like from back in the day before YouTube existed.
Right, so this guy started on like the Bum Fights thing.
Wow.
And he became a MMA fighter. He's probably since retired because he was damn near 50 years old.
So the, you know, the madness continues. We've been, I don't know how many years we've been paying attention to Black Friday here on Free Talk Live. It's just, I'm fascinated
probably
by it.
Probably as long as you've been doing Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I don't know if it was in the very beginning. I don't know about that. But certainly for a long time, longer than I can recall, we've been talking about this. And, you know, it's hard to really say one year's worse than another. I think now we see more video because a decade ago there weren't as many smartphone devices in people's hands. And so you really kind of get a greater feeling of the scope of the madness. Now, of course, Daryl, you pointed out that your understanding of, you didn't experience it, but from Conan, was that it was relatively orderly at the Walmart in Keene. And I think that you do have different experiences in different areas. I mean, it's not like there are 1,000 videos that come out of people fighting. There's only probably 10 or whatever in any given Black Friday. Like, they only really show you the worst scenes. In other places, there might be small disagreements over, I got to it first or whatever, but it doesn't transpire into fisticuffs.
And I don't know if I have ever actually gone out to purchase stuff intentionally on a Black Friday.
Really? I did it once just to have the experience, and it was relatively, you know, calm. People were friendly toward one another, and this was down in Sarasota, Florida,
right,
where it wouldn't have been freezing cold like it is in a lot of places during Black Friday. And so, you know, people are waiting outside. It's a nice, I thought it was a nice experience. I mean, most folks were friendly and they were kind of chatting with each other in the line. I even know a guy who met his girlfriend in a line at a video game store on a Black Friday sale.
Oh, it's always great when nerds find love.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool story. So this video, I want to play the audio. We didn't get a chance a few moments ago. So here's a shorty. It's about 24 seconds long. You got a line of customers, a swarm, I think would be a better term, swarm of customers coming in to a store in Saginaw, Michigan, what was presumably either early this morning or late last night. The clip shows shoppers tumbling over a pile of vegetable steamers before one woman grabs a steamer being held by a child who looks under the age of six. So
now, vegetable steamer, is that a brand of vegetables, or is that
it's a kitchen device,
so it's something that you steam vegetables in.
So the box is, you know, relatively small, maybe a foot by a foot square or whatever,
okay,
and or cubed, I suppose. And so playing this audio here, which of which there isn't very much, basically people come in, the pallet is stocked full of these things. It's maybe more like a half pallet. It's not even as tall as a person.
Okay.
So it's short enough to where somebody just splays themselves out across the top of it and spills all of these things immediately. So like the rush of customers oncoming, they just spill the entire pallet all over the floor by falling onto it.
So I want to know, are these vegetable steamers made out of glass?
Gold?
Or is it some sort of, you know, like thick plastic sort of thing? Because if it's glass and you've got some idiot diving on top
of
them,
boxes.
How? Right.
Yeah.
But Ian,
it could be bad.
If you have a 200-pound man jump on a bunch of things that are in boxes that are made of glass, some of them will break.
No, I got you. His weight would have been whoever it was, and it's hard to see in the video because it's just this rush, this crowd rushing to reach it. It's more than one person. It's like one or two people. And their weight is going to be distributed among several boxes. It's not like they were just stomping on a single box.
Right, but still, you know, like if you're jumping onto boxes,
it was more like a fall, like falling onto the whole pallet and sort of moving them all out of your way at the same time.
But there's still going to be a few of them up under this person.
There
could
be
damaged product.
There could very well be broken product here. And so anyway, little kid picks up one of the boxes, and a lady in a red coat just... Now, the irony of this statement is the woman shrieking about being aggressive and being scared is the woman who stole the box in the first place. We'll talk about it. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
There won't be any fights breaking out in the studio here tonight, Daryl.
Hand me my vegetable steamer that I don't even have.
We'll want to get back into that audio here in a moment of the woman shrieking about another woman being aggressive against her when the other woman was only trying to get the vegetable steamer back that the first woman snatched out of a child's hands. That happened today somewhere in America, and I just posted on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. I posted a link to the InfoWars piece, which has about five videos linked on it. So if you have a video that, you know, we have not seen yet, and we probably haven't because we've really only seen like one or two. So whatever you think the worst video is from Black Friday 2015, go to facebook.freetalklive.com and then post it as a reply on the one that I just posted. So we can kind of keep a running tally of the, you know, the worst of the worst. Now, of course, if you're sane, you probably don't want to go into a situation like this. So you might want to stay home and order all your stuff online. And one of the things you should get for yourself or for a loved one this year is ProXPN. It's a great gift to share with somebody who isn't protected online. Someone who's not encrypting their internet connection with ProXPN is someone who could have their private information, not so private anymore, at least what they thought was private, sold to other companies or given away to the government.
Or the ISP could send them a naughty letter of, we know what you downloaded.
That happened to a friend of ours recently. He got a threat from his internet service provider over some sort of movie that had been downloaded 2 years previous or something ridiculous like that. So, you know, ProXPN can stop that from happening. You go to ProXPN.com. and use code FTL50, you'll save 50% off of the regular monthly price when you order the annual account at proxpn.com. Whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, it's super easy to get started, and ProXPN does not keep logs of your online activities. So go to proxpn.com, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Jeff, listening in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jeff.
It's so crazy, all these the malls and how people go out there. I do wood carving, and they should be coming. Some of those people, I couldn't handle those mobs, but some of those people should be having me make custom things for them. You know what I'm saying? Instead of getting the junk that's, you know, mass produced in China and that. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's certainly a nice gift, a handcrafted, unique thing that someone has made. That's always a nice thing to receive.
Yeah,
for sure.
I had a guy build a website. If I could tell you what it is, if you want to, you know, it's
you can have one plug. Go ahead.
Okay, it's woodbyjeff.com.
All right. So if you want to buy some advertising, though, get in touch with Mark over at mark@freetalklive.com, and we can actually talk about your product in a meaningful way. Thanks for the call tonight,
okay,
Jeff.
Great.
I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This isn't really a free plugs show, but, you know, Jeff's called often enough, so figured I'd give him one. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight, 855-450-3733. The scene from some store, I think it... I'm not sure where this is. It doesn't even say in the InfoWars article, but it's a new video to me. It apparently happened earlier today. A crowd of customers crashing into a display full of vegetable steamers. Then one lady in a red sweater of some sort snatches one of these boxes out of the hands of a small child. Now, to be fair, the mother also had at least one of the boxes in her hands as well. So, you know, you could argue, I guess, that the mom should have only had one box instead of using her child to acquire more than one box.
Maybe she was trying to buy the other one for a family member. I want to buy this vegetable steamer for my mother,
yeah,
because hers broke.
It's possible.
And I would like to have a vegetable steamer for myself. So, all right, little Johnny, you carry one and I carry one.
So they come in, they crash into the pile, and then the first thing you see, it looks like, okay, yeah, so mom has two. Mom's holding two vegetable steamers, little kid has one. Woman in red comes up, snatches a vegetable steamer out of the little kid's hand, and, you know, maybe there wasn't a minimum. You know, sometimes it's like you can only get one thing, right? Like,
right.
Maximum one per person. Maybe there wasn't a max, or maybe there wasn't a maximum in this particular case. But, you know, even if there was a maximum, the appropriate time or the appropriate way to deal with that would be to, I don't know, talk to the store management, because they're going to stop her at the register.
Right.
You know, she's going to get to the register holding three of these vegetable
steamers. Sorry, man, you can only buy two vegetable steamers.
Right, and then if you're standing there waiting to get one of them, then you would get the
I want the vegetable steamer!
You'd get dibs. But instead, this lady decides she's going to take the vegetable steamer into her own hands, and she just grabs at it, snatches it away, and then... And it's so funny because the lady who's saying, get off of me, why are you being so aggressive, you're scaring me, is the woman who, I'm almost certain it's the woman who stole the vegetable steamer in the first place. Because what happens is the mom tries to get it back. She's grabbing at the vegetable steamer. Jessica was taken from her little kid.
Right.
She's grabbing at the vegetable steamer. She grabs the lady, and they're sort of, it's not a real, like, they're not fighting with fisticuffs necessarily. Nobody's hitting each other in the face. She's just grabbing this woman, trying to prevent her from getting away while she can try to wrest the vegetable steamer back away from her. And ironically, the woman yells about being aggressed upon.
And what is everybody else doing in here?
Scrambling.
Looking around and, like, you know, not doing anything to break up the melee.
I don't even know if anyone's paying attention to it. I mean, the person with the camera is definitely paying attention to it because they sort of pan over and focus on that. But everyone else is just scrambling. It's clearly, you know, every man or woman for themselves here. They're just busy picking up the other boxes that are on the ground to even notice what's going on nearby them. Let's go to Tom in Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello there.
Yeah, last Friday I had the opportunity of addressing a couple of the presidential candidates at their campaign stops here in New Hampshire. I'm good at that because I raised my hand first. Right at the moment that they open it up is when I raise my hand, don't be shy, right up quick and fully. John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, and I addressed him about one of my gripes, which is that they would rather impose underage drinking laws on somebody else than impose tougher drunk driving laws on themselves. I said, Governor, on March 2nd, 2006, there was a nasty crash in Burton, Ohio, where the drunk driver already had 11 drunk driving convictions. But at least he was not drinking underage. When he crashed head-on into a car with three Hiram College students, but at least he was not buying for them. Two of the students never got a chance to drink alcohol legally because so many politicians would rather impose the drinking age on somebody else than impose tougher drunk driving laws on themselves. And my question is, how can your government forbid businesses to discriminate against same-sex couples?
So they hadn't snatched the microphone out of your hands by this point?
Oh, no, there was no microphone. It was a smaller meeting. But I said, how can your government forbid businesses to discriminate against same-sex couples and then turn around and force businesses to discriminate against people younger than 21? Okay, and I got the answer. By the way, I found out that his parents got killed in a drunk driving crash in 1987. But then I got the chance later that day to address U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham.
Well, wait a minute. What did this guy say?
Well, he...
Did he blow you off?
He said that he thinks that they did, in fact, toughen up the repeat offender laws in Ohio and in response to that crash. He feels that they have very tough drunk driving laws, but that means you don't need the drinking age. Okay.
So I've got a question about this crash that you're talking about where you're saying that the government doesn't want to enforce the drunk driving laws against themselves. Was the driver a government employee?
No, but he was in order to crack down on drunk drivers, of course, then they would be subject to the same drunk driving
standards. Hold that thought, Tom. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Black Friday edition. We're here for you. You can join us toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl,
and we've got a website. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can get your shopping done right now. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon and even Walmart. You can go and get your shopping taken care of and feel good because Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. When you enter through the links, you'll find there, and there's shopping links for Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. Just go there and get what you need, get what you want, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. It's a great option. Helps keep you home, keep you away from the crowds, away from the insanity and the madness and the parking and the cops and everything else that's out there. Why not just get it done from the comfort of your home or your office, your tablet, your smartphone, wherever. Shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Tom in Nashua, he was explaining to us how in New Hampshire it's relatively easy to corner some of these presidential candidates. And Tom, you were telling us one of the stories about that. I think that's where we left off. Go ahead.
Yeah, and somebody was asking about this crash, the drunk driver with 11 prior drunk driving convictions. Well, yes, they tightened up on the repeat offender laws after that, but if, of course, good sound logic tells us if the drunk driving laws are tough enough, then you don't need the drinking age. And it's mostly a matter of politicians and most voters would rather impose the drinking age on somebody else because they can drive better drunk than teenagers can sober. But anyway, then I got a chance to talk to Senator
Lindsey Graham. So what do you think the punishment should be for somebody that gets in the vehicle that is, and they're legally intoxicated?
That I don't know, but it's a matter of logic that if the punishment is enough, then you don't need the drinking.
Death penalty?
On people. Yeah. No, it's you should not pick on people under 21 is the point I'm making.
I realize that's the point you're making, but you also espoused a premise that if the punishment is tough enough, you won't have the problem. So I'm trying to figure out what you think the punishment should be.
I don't know, but I'd like to talk about former Senator Lindsey Graham.
That's a cop-out. So death penalty, life in prison. I mean, doesn't the evidence show that cracking down on things doesn't actually really stop it?
Yeah, there was a guy when I lived in Pennsylvania. He had a suspended license since 1984 and had gotten, I believe it was 23 additional DUIs after his license was suspended, showed up to the court hearing for the 27th DUI total, and he was drunk, and the guy that drove him to the court hearing was also drunk.
Now, when I spoke to U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, I said, Senator, on October 3rd, 2013, U.S. Secret Service and United States Capitol Police brutally murdered a Connecticut woman after she was navigating the streets of Washington, D.C. and made a wrong turn at 50th and E Streets near the White House.
Didn't they shoot the hell out of her car?
Yes.
None of those murderers are facing any criminal charges, unlike the North Charleston, South
Carolina. Well, that's what you get for going the wrong way down a one-way street in Washington, D.C.
So none of them are facing any criminal charges, unlike that North Charleston, South Carolina cop that is at least being prosecuted. What are you going to do as president to guarantee that if a federal cop murders somebody, then the federal cop will definitely get the death penalty, the same as a person can get the death penalty for gunning down a federal cop? And he paused for a second and shaking his head, I don't think I'm going to get your vote. And John McCain, who was campaigning with him, stepped up to mutter the usual garbage about have an investigation and follow the procedure and yada, yada, yada,
which, of course,
was done, and it didn't work. So
it never does. Thanks, Tom, for trying to hold him accountable. I mean, they're politicians, so of course they're going to dodge.
We're going to investigate ourselves and find that we did nothing wrong.
Yeah, I mean, by him saying, well, I guess I don't have your vote, is basically him saying, yeah, our cops can murder whoever they want. I'm not going to do anything about it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So whether it's cornering presidential candidates, as you've been working on this presidential season, Daryl.
Yes.
You've gone out with me a few times, and I think you've probably been out more than I have.
I've gone out a few times on my own. There have been a couple of candidates that I've not been able to get out to attempt to corner.
But they're still coming. We still got a little ways to go before the New Hampshire primary in, what, January?
Date's not set yet. It's probably going to be, like, February 9th.
Okay.
But date is not officially set because they've got to wait on other states to finalize when their primaries are.
Because New Hampshire always wants to be first, so when
there's a statute in New Hampshire law that says that New Hampshire's primary must be 1 week prior to any other primary.
Wow. That's so funny.
Iowa, because Iowa has a caucus, the caucus can be before the primary.
Right.
But they've got to wait on other states. And there was one state, and I know where you're going here. There was one state that tried passing a statute in their state saying that they were going to have the first primary in the country.
Yeah.
And then it would wind up basically being dueling Secretary of States of who can have the first one, and then eventually somebody would be like, our primary was yesterday.
What would happen if some other state passed a law saying, well, our primary has to be 2 weeks before or whatever?
You would have Bill Gardner, who's the New Hampshire Secretary of State, and this other Secretary of State just constantly putting the things on the calendar prior to one another until eventually somebody says, our primary was yesterday and this person won.
But they wouldn't be able to do that because they'd have to announce it in advance and, like, plan for it.
Right, but there's only so far back you can go from 1 week before this one to 2 weeks before that one.
And there wouldn't be any standing to sue in either of those cases, right? I mean, they're state governments. They can write whatever statutes they want. So it would basically be a standoff and no one would have a primary.
It would be a standoff. It would somehow wind up, I speculate, somehow wind up going to a federal court for a federal court to decide something.
Maybe they'd give it to New Hampshire because they had it longest or something like that.
It's like when there's border disputes between two states of where exactly the line is. Mm-hmm. Because both states have written in their statutes, the border is here.
Right.
And then somebody has to step in and say, okay, so the river used to go here, so this little patch of land on the west side of the Missouri River belongs to this state, and this patch of land on the east side belongs to this other state, even though you can't get there without going into the other state to get to that patch of land.
So the Black Friday video we played a little bit earlier, there's some other ones. I posted it on Facebook.freetalklive.com. It is Black Friday, Americans brawl over vegetable steamers. And if you've got a crazy Black Friday video, go ahead and post yours. Not necessarily that you took it yourself, but if you did, that's great. But if you know of one, if there's one on the internet that you want to include in our list there, please add it to it. I'm interested in seeing it just because it's a spectacle, it's ridiculous, it's amusing. But there's some more serious stuff happening on Black Friday, and it's still in relation to Black Friday. There's a major protest that went on today, apparently in Chicago, with thousands of people marching on Chicago's most prestigious shopping street. Disrupting business today, one of the busiest retail days in the United States, Black Friday. Now, this is about the shooting death of a black teenager by a white police officer. That's the shooting death that we discussed a few days ago on the show, where a caller called up to explain it to us, where a guy was shot like 15 or 16 times, most of which when he was lying on the ground bleeding.
Face down.
Yeah, lying, being shot. While lying on the ground. So people are pretty rightfully upset about this, and it's an interesting choice of day to do this protest because, you know, if you're going to do a protest, you want people to see you. And Black Friday on the most prestigious shopping street in Chicago seems like a darn good location to hold a protest.
Yeah.
Now,
I wonder how many people that were out shopping yelled at these protesters, get a job!
Because
that's the standard thing to get thrown out at anybody doing any kind of protest is get a job. Well, what are you doing
shopping
right now other than yelling at me to get a job?
Right. Get a job on one of the days of the year when very, very few people are actually at work.
Right.
I mean, there's plenty of people. If you work in retail and you're not working today, then something's wrong. But most people still have the day off from, like, regular jobs.
Right. Because, the holiday is on Thursday, so everybody take off Friday, too.
So we'll talk about Chicago. And also, Daryl, you've got a story. Someone's crunched the numbers and figured out that it's actually the Bible Belt is one of the most dangerous places to go for Black Friday.
Yes.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We'll share all that with you. And if you were actually in Black Friday today, either as a customer or as a retailer, would love to hear from you. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call
right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.